Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
For the 16th time since its February 24, 2022 invasion of Ukraine, the Russian Federation called a meeting of the UN Security Council to complain about Western support of Ukraine as it defends itself. Russia's representative attempted to paint the government there as a longtime puppet regime doing the West's bidding, that is, attacking Russia. In particular, Russia is incensed at the West supplying weapons and war materiel to Ukraine. According to Article 51 of the UN Charter, Ukraine has the right to self-defense. Contrary to the Russian Federation's claims, Western weapons are not the cause of this war, nor the reason for its prolongation. Indeed, if Russia withdraws from Ukraine today, then the war would be over. Russia's hypocrisy is once again on full display, said U.S. Alternative Representative for Special Political Affairs at the UN, Robert Wood. Despite repeated calls from more than 140 countries for Russia to end its war of aggression, a few countries have deepened their support for Russia.
Despite its calls on countries not to prolong the conflict, China is exporting to Russia nitrocellulose, machine tools, microelectronics, optics, and UAV and cruise missile technology that are prolonging and enabling Russia's violation of the UN Charter through its invasion of Ukraine.
Collectively, exports from China have given the Russian war effort a lifeline and are increasing the threat Russia poses to Euro-Atlantic security, said Ambassador Wood. Then there is Russia's new pact with North Korea. In exchange for North Korean arms, Russia shields the DPRK and its ballistic missile program from UN scrutiny.
The DPRK has unlawfully transferred dozens of ballistic missiles and over 15,000 containers of munitions to aid Russia's war against Ukraine, prolonging the suffering of the Ukrainian people.
Credible reporting suggests that Moscow plans to follow the same playbook with Tehran, elevating bilateral ties with a comprehensive bilateral agreement, said Ambassador Wood.
Iran is another country that continues to fuel Russia's war of aggression with direct military support, providing Iranian UAVs, which the Kremlin is using to devastating effect against Ukrainian civilians and civilian infrastructure.
We urge all countries to cease military cooperation with Russia and to halt materiel and political support for its war of aggression against Ukraine, said Ambassador Wood. The United States will continue to stand by Ukraine. We will continue to call for justice for the victims of the Kremlin's war of aggression and accountability for those responsible.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.